The future of recording now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 20 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Zach Fortier. Here are today's headlines. Get ready to pay more on everything. Will police obey a court ruling on racial profiling? And more, we're a nation of immigrants. This morning, the Bank of Canada announced that the interest rate will be increased to 4%. This increase will affect many, including the city's rising cost of living. Dylan Bosanakis is in the studio to discuss the issue. Dylan, how are interest rates affecting the cost of living?
While the increase of interest rates will affect a lot of sectors, the cost of living is a big one. Many people that are struggling financially are having even more trouble keeping up with the rise of living costs. To help them, anti-poverty activists such as Virginie Larivière are looking to help them as much as possible. They are focusing on people who are making little income and are in need of more financial help.
Those people, you know, really need to go to the food bank because they won't be capable of eating enough.
Dylan, what is being done to solve this issue?
Currently, the CAQ has announced that they would be offering $600 for people with income less than $50,000 and $400 for people who make $50,000 up to $100,000 before Christmas. They claim that this effort would benefit over 6.4 million people. However, Larivière believes that this alone is not enough to solve the issue.
In our point of view, that's not enough. It's not, you know, it's not answering the gravity of the situation, of the inflation.
Is this the end of interest rate hikes?
Yes. With today's 75-point increase, many experts predicted this would be the case. They also predicted that the interest rate would begin to slow its rapid growth. However, if prices continue to rise, it could force the bank to take further action.
Thanks, Dylan. That was Dylan Bosanakis on rising interest rates. More and more Montrealers are switching to biking as their daily commute, a new study finds. Cycle track counters already registered a total of 12 million rides this year alone, a rise from previous years. Gabrielle Laperriere-Leblanc has the story.
A lot of Montrealers have made the switch to biking in the last year in the city of Montreal for a couple of different reasons. A report that came out this morning tells us that bikes and bixies are more and more popular, even more than the subway. A lot of people might feel uneasy about this considering SPVM's most recent report, reporting 650 collisions this year. Séverine Lepage, spokesperson for Vélo Fantôme, had this to say about bike and vehicle safety.
Automobile drivers see cyclists, the more they get used to them, and the more prudent and careful they are around them. So there are still collisions, and there are...
Gabrielle Laperriere-Leblanc for Concordia News.
A car fire was ignited at around 5:45 this morning in Montreal North. The Montreal Fire Department dispatched some 60 firefighters as the blaze spread to a neighboring commercial building on Avenue Pigeon, just by Boulevard Industriel. The fire department says it's too early to tell what caused the incident, but investigations remain in progress. It's no secret, racial profiling is a major problem in Quebec. Black communities have faced hardship for decades, especially when interacting with the police on the road. Quebec Superior Court Justice Michel Yergeau ordered an end to random traffic stops on Tuesday in a racial profiling case. But is this enough? Aaron Nazarian spoke to Foniemi, the executive director of the Center for Research Action on Race Relations. He said this isn't the last word on racial profiling by the police.
Well, the first thing is that the decision will, if not, anyway, we think it's going to be appealed anyway. The decision certainly that comes to, it helps to reaffirm the existence of racial profiling, especially in the eyes of the justice stakeholders. And provide a clear explanation as to how profiling works, how it operates, how it impacts victims, and how it challenges constitutional rights and, among other things, police work.
Would police actually stop doing this?
No.
And why is that?
Because they'll find other ways to stop, because in their mind, you know, this black folks are very much associated with crime and delinquency, so they'll find other ways to go around the, shall we say, the boundaries of the decision.
And how would this affect any ongoing cases?
How? We're not sure how, because I mentioned this, that within 30 days we'll know whether the attorney generals, both of Quebec of Canada, will appeal it. It will appeal, very likely that the whole thing will end up with the Supreme Court in 2025 or 2026. So until the Supreme Court has a final say, things will continue to be as they are, presumably. We don't know yet.
That was Aaron Azarian speaking with the executive director of CIRAR, Fonyami. Immigration is on the rise. An influx of Canadian immigrants is projected to grow significantly. But are we ready to receive them? Connor Tomalty has the story.
New information suggests that immigration, ethnocultural, and religious representation within the population of Canada is on the rise. Taken from the 2021 census, the gross influx is projected to grow from 23% today all the way to roughly 36% by 2041. A mass amount of this population of immigrants stem from a marginalized community. Egbert Gay is the editor of community relations for the Black Community newspaper.
Quebec has focused a lot on getting more French immigrants here, French-speaking immigrants here, and that includes a significant amount of Black people and other minorities from different parts of the world. But when we look here at a system that has been tainted by what we know as systemic racism, which means that you're bringing immigrants into a system that is corrupted, that's dysfunctional when it comes to race and color.
Amongst the decline of certain identities who associate outside the Christian faith, the idea is that the Christian population of Canada is on the decline as well.
Well, if you look at in terms of proportion, there is a decline of people reporting Christian religious affiliation. And conversely, because of the numeric number of a Canadian reporting being Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh. And so that proportion increased. But I guess what I would like to also mention is that what we see very clear is also a decline in people who report no religious belief.
Given the overview of the released data, the influx may benefit society because of the influx of 92% of immigrants capable of speaking French or English, as well as the young demographic that will aid in the ever-aging Canadian population. Connor Tomalty, Concordia News.
Montreal is hosting its 7th annual Canadian Defense and Security Market Symposium. Known for its aeronautics, Quebec has not been a major player in the defense industry in decades. Andreas Antoine joins us now from the symposium. Andreas, what major players are at the symposium this morning?
There are a ton. There's about 300-400 people here today at the symposium. The likes of KPMG, Lockheed Martin, Bombardier Defense, CAE, just to list a few. This symposium is going on all day with a lot of different speakers. I had the opportunity to speak to Commander Jerome Phaneuf of the Royal Canadian Navy, and this is what he had to say.
Well, I think that putting the small, medium businesses that are interested in participating to Canada's defense market, putting them all in the same room with government stakeholders and with the major players in the industry will help them, you know, hopefully create bonds and partnerships.
Andreas, what are the benefits of a symposium like this?
Well, speaking to Commander Phaneuf and others, they're all here at the Hotel Montagne in Boucherville to get to know each other, to make contact, and more importantly, to understand the process it takes in order to become players in the defense sector. I also was able to speak to Directeur General Suzanne Benoit of Aero Montreal, and she was able to enlighten us a little bit more on that process.
Okay, this symposium that is organized today really aims at bringing SMEs into the supply chain of large tier one OEM, and I would say mobilize them, but also teach them how to.
So what's next for Quebec in the military scene?
They have a lot of contracts. I would ask them about if Canada is ever going to build their next own jet, and they were pretty coy on giving me some answers. But Commander Finesse said Sweden is a small country and they do it, so he doesn't see why not. And Suzanne Benoit also said that they have potential contracts with Lockheed Martin for the F-35s in the future.
Thanks, Andreas. That's Andreas Antoine live from Boucherville. An intervention took place in a puppy mill this morning in Lévis. Quebec's Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, and Food conducted operations after a local activist notified them of potential animal abuse. The mill contains around 200 dogs. Former employees have come out against the mill, citing rampant animal abuse. Unsanitary environments, along with flea and virus infestations, were cited. The mill's owner, Laurent Caouette, says that these allegations are entirely false. A very heated game for the Golden State Warriors. Phil Kessel broke the Ironman record, and the Canadiens lost the match again last night. Here's Mireille Ngatsul in studio with your sports news.
Too far for Monahan, and Foligno's back. Set it around where Weidman holds.
Canadiens up-and-coming star Cole Caufield scored the team's own goal against the Minnesota Wild on Tuesday. The Habs have been having a rough go these past couple games as the teams lost 3-1 against the Wild in their most recent game. This will be the Canadiens' second consecutive loss in a row.
And with that, history is made. The puck is dropped, and Phil Kessel is the NHL's new Ironman as he skates in game 990.
Biggest Golden Knights player Phil Kessel broke two records yesterday night. Kessel took over the NHL Ironman record by scoring his 400th goal in his career, while leading his team to victory. He achieved his 990 consecutive game, which was previously set by Kate Sandler last season.
An April type of atmosphere in here. That defense right there, that possession by Golden State. Oh, another technical.
The Phoenix Suns won 134-105 against the Golden State Warriors. However, victory was not easy to gain and technical fouls were piling up. Both teams came for each other during the game, but player Klay Thompson was quickly ejected with two technical fouls after the third quarter.
November is just a hop and a skip away, which means it's Movember season. Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante launched the city's Movember campaign this morning at City Hall. The event's purpose is to raise awareness for prostate cancer, and this is Montreal's ninth annual iteration of the campaign. You can expect cloudy skies for the rest of the day, but this unusually warm late October weather will come to an end by the weekend. Temperatures will come back down into the tens by Thursday. The rest of the week will be relatively sunny with light cloud. Who doesn't love fall weather? That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. Concordia News, I'm Zach Fortier.